God already laid a plan, a course, a design for your life. And all you got to do is follow God's plan. But if you're going to do that, you've got to get rid of every weight and any sin that would hold you back. Notice it says the sin that so easily trips us up. That is inferring that every one of us have one thing in particular that we specifically have to deal with. You could call it a persisting temptation. Now, someone says, what is sin? The dictionary defines sin as an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. Can I say it? Let me tell you how I define sin. Very simple. Sin is anything that is disobedient to God. In any way that I'm disobeying God or disobeying the Word of God. If I disobey what God says in His Word in the Bible, that's a sin. You with me? If God says, forgive those who've wronged you, and you say, I'm not going to forgive them, you've just sinned. If God said, don't worry about anything, and you say, oh, I can't stop worrying, it's a sin. Anything that is disobedient and violates God's word. The first sin occurred when? In the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And what happened? God told them they could eat of every tree except of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Satan came and he tempted them. What did he say to them? He said, did God really say that you mustn't eat from that tree? You won't really die. God knows your eyes will be opened and you'll be like Him. They were already like Him. But you see, He deceived them. So they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and they disobeyed what God said. And the moment they did, they sinned. Sin is disobeying God, disobeying His word. Sin is also disobeying what your own conscience is telling you to do. And sin will hinder you from becoming everything God destined you to be. It'll hold you back. No matter how of a good person you are, and no matter how much you want to do what is right, you will be tempted. Everybody faces temptation. And it's important that you recognize the areas that you're tempted in, because it's different for every person. You need to take inventory of your life, be honest with yourself, you know, and say, God, this is an area that I struggle in. I admit it, Lord, and I'm asking you to help me. I need to stay on guard in this area. What keeps a lot of people from being free is they live in denial. I read that 70% of alcoholics don't think they have a problem with alcohol. If you're not honest with yourself, it'll be very difficult to be free. You need to know yourself. If you're tempted to watch things that you shouldn't watch, get it out in the open with God and say, Lord, this is an area that I need to improve in this area. If you've got a problem with your temper or a problem with spending money you don't have or a problem with drugs or with alcohol or with lust, the first step to being free is to identify what's holding you back, because you cannot conquer what you will not confront. As long as you're downplaying it or trying to, you know, hide it or act like it's not there, it's not going to go away. Ignoring the enemy doesn't make him leave you alone. He already knows your greatest weakness, and you need to know it as well. Not so you go around feeling bad about yourself, but that so that you can be especially on guard, because whenever you try and move forward, that same temper, that same self-pity, that same addiction, that same lust is going to come trying to tempt you. And trying to attack you. The same compromise will be there trying to hold you back. The same some people, every time they're about to be promoted, the same problem with their mouth gets them in trouble. Speaking their mind and saying things they shouldn't say. If they would get honest with themselves, if they would say to themselves, God, help me. I got a problem with my mouth. I'm just say the wrong things, Lord. I need you to help me to control my tongue. When you get honest, God will help you to come up higher. Don't go the next 20 years letting the same bad attitude, the same temptation, the same compromise keep you from moving forward in your life. It is time to lay aside every weight and move and fulfill the race God has for your life. What is the one thing that you that could easily ensnare you? What is that persistent temptation for you? The thing that you struggle with. You've got to identify what it is, because the good news is the enemy doesn't have any new tricks. When you recognize what that one thing for you is and you learn how to defeat it, you'll overcome it the rest of your life. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2, verse 19, for you are a slave to whatever controls you. Whatever controls you, that's what you're a slave to. You could be a slave to a bad attitude. You could be a slave to worry. You could be a slave to lust. You could be a slave to food. And in the scope of your destiny, it's a small thing to let a bad temper control you. It's a small thing to let fear control you or let worry control you, because your destiny is too great and your assignment is too important and your future is too bright to let something small to hold you back from the great destiny God has planned for your life. You got to make up your mind. This is a new day, and I'm not going to keep giving in to the same old temptations. You got to know what they are. The enemy doesn't have any new tricks. It's going to be the same temptation year after year after year. But if you'll dig your heels in, put your foot down, that temptation may not go away, but God will give you the strength to overcome it. You don't have to be a slave to sin. Say, I don't have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to be a slave to self-pity. You don't have to be a slave to anger. You don't have to be a slave to a bad attitude. You don't have to be a slave to any kind of addiction. You don't have to be. God created you to be free, not partially free, but totally free. And I'm asking you today to get rid of that one thing that could so easily ensnare you. Whatever that one thing may be, it may be pride. It may be jealousy.